From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. Maria Chappelle Nadal is staying in the Missouri Senate, but as Marshall Griffin explains, the University City Democrat is on thin ice with Republican leaders.
Senators voted 28-2 to censure Chappelle Nadal during the veto session instead of expelling her for last month's Facebook comment wishing that someone would assassinate President Donald Trump. Essentially, the censure is a written reprimand. Republican Senator Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City says the measure also allows the Senate to remove her at a later date.
How do you answer a fourth grader who says, "You have the body where the woman wants the president assassinated?" I meant what I said. We should be held to a higher standard that is calling for comp.
The no votes came from fellow African-American Democrats Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis and Kiki Curls of Kansas City. Chappelle Nadal did not vote. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri's treasurer says the state employee retirement plan is underfunded by more than $5 billion. Treasurer Eric Schmidt warned a panel of lawmakers yesterday that action is needed to prevent a hit on the state's credit rating and finances. Schmidt told lawmakers that the pension plan is 60% funded. He said 80% funding is considered healthy. The treasurer said Missouri has billions of dollars in unfunded liabilities because past administrations had unrealistically high expectations of investment earnings. A federal appeals court will rehear a lawsuit stemming from the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the full 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals agreed to hear Dorian Johnson's lawsuit. Johnson was with Brown when Brown was shot by Officer Darren Wilson in 2014. Wilson was not charged and later resigned, but the shooting of the unarmed black 18-year-old by a white officer led to months of protests. Johnson's lawsuit alleges that Wilson illegally detained Johnson and that Wilson's actions were part of a pattern of misconduct by Ferguson police. Lawyers for Ferguson, former police chief Tom Jackson, and Wilson sought dismissal of the lawsuit. A federal judge and an appeals court panel refused to throw out the case. Missouri lawmakers chose not to restore in-home health care funding for several thousand Missourians yesterday. However, House leaders announced that a working group has been assembled to find an alternative solution. Legislators had gathered to consider overriding Governor Eric Greitens' decision to veto a bill that would have provided an additional $35 million for in-home and community-based health care. The veto override vote failed 49-106. Before lawmakers began discussing health care, Representative Sarah Walsh was sworn into office. She won an election in August to fill the seat formerly held by former Representative Caleb Brown. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.